Okay, we're on. Okay, arpeggio.
So we have finger 2 on the 2nd fret, 5th string. Mm-hmm. Finger 1 on the 1st fret, 3rd string. So we have finger 1, 1st fret, 3rd string. Play the note.
Oh.
That's right. And then we have finger 2 on the 2nd fret, 5th string.
5th string. Okay, so that's an E.
It's just like an E7, but we will play just 3 notes out of this. Okay. We play thumb, index, ring finger.
Thumb.
Not 4th string, but 3rd.
Okay.
That's right. So that's all. That's the first chord we have. And this we do. That's right. And then second chord will be the Spanish chord. Finger 2 on the 3rd fret, 6th string. Finger 1 on the 1st fret, 4th string. And finger 3 on the 3rd fret, 3rd string.
That's kind of hard.
Actually, you can do better with the 3rd, Bruce. Do this. Finger 3 instead of 2 on the 6th string.
Oh, yes,
fret.
This should be better here.
That's more logical, it's true.
Yeah, it gives me more room.
Finger 1,
fingers.
Finger 1, we do 1st fret, 4th string.
4th fret.
And then finger 4 goes on the 3rd fret, 3rd string.
Check. Just move this everything
is the
thing.
This is a way to write it. From sixth to third strings notation. We have 0 2 0 1. Alright, 0 2. Cross, 1. Then we have 3, 1, 3. Then we have 4, 4. Here is the order. Look, we have first 5 chords. So we have 0 2 cross means we don't play. We are talking about the low 4 strings only,
okay.
Bruce. Therefore, we will play only 6th, 5th, 4th, and 3rd.
Okay.
So first chord is that. That's 4-4-4. 4-4-4.
What is 4-4? 4-4 times 4-4?
It means we have 4 on the 4th fret, 6th string. Cross means we don't play the 5th, obviously. And then we have 4-4, so it means finger 2 on the 4th fret, 6th string, finger 3 on the 4th fret, fourth string, and finger four on the fourth fret, third string. That's what it means. I will take a note if you want on the either pentagram or if you want. Do you have a photocopy of a tab paper if you want to take a note in case? It's not necessary because it's just the numbers, but if you want,
okay.
We can do that as well and no problem. I don't think you will be confused or anything because it's very clear the frets you have to play.
Okay, just tell me real quick. So.
That's what I send you now. It's 0, 2, 1. Those are the numbers. Then we have 0 cross.
And then we have 3, 1. Okay, I see what you're saying. 3. Then we have 4, 4, 4. And then we go all the way up to 6, 4, 6. 6, 4, 6. And 7, 7, 7. Okay, I guess I understand.
Exactly. Put that. Then we have, this will be the chord line. Let me give you just the name of the chord. Here is the chord line of the thing. Look, this is the sharp, but never mind. We put 3, 0, 3, this one. Here is the chord line. Look.
Oh, okay.
After that we have 0, 5, 7, then these, and 8, 7, 8, 9, 9, 9, 11, 9, 9, and that's it.
Is that right?
A ver, which one you are reading? 0, 5, 7, it
yeah,
says.
Yeah, 0, 5, 7. Is that this? And then I go from there to 0, 5, 6, 7. It's 5.
So the cross means we don't play. Wait a moment. We are reading from 6 to reading from 6 to
right.
The third one. No. Bruce, finger 1 on the 5th fret.
Okay.
For the string. And then now finger 3 on the 7th fret, 3rd string.
Say that again.
You see? So we have finger 1 on the 5th fret for the string.
Oh, 4th string.
4th.
Oh, how do you say it? Okay.
Because we are reading only low 4.
And then we go up to 8. Okay, now this is 11, 9, 11.
That's right.
If there is an X, it would be at the end of that.
This is, yeah, but it's 11, 9 on the 4th string, Bruce, because it says there, cross for the 5th. We are not playing 5th string.
Well, and the very last one, the 11, there's no X in there. It's 11, 9, 11 without any X. The X goes between the 11 and the 9.
X means we don't play the 5th.
Yeah,
just
but you don't have an X there.
I mean, where?
Okay, on the last set, it's 11, 9, 11.
Okay, you are right.
Yeah. So the
wait
X wants
a moment,
to go.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
Wait a moment. That's wrong. 11 come across, then we do. Don't play that. Relevant. A7 chord will be the number 6. So we have the notation, and now with this thing here, we would put G sharp major, and then we have the whole tonality as well, so that we can use it later on. C sharp minor. Sí, this one. The last chord will be a B chord. A B major or B7, but it's a B chord. It's important to know as well the key. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I divided in 2 segments. This is the right thing. Take note of the tonality as well.
Okay, what do we have here? So we have an E. Okay. 0, 2.
Sounds
like so, you say E, but it's really an E7th, right?
So we have E, that's E major, because it would not
be
E7.
Oh, I see, because we're not,
because
yeah,
we don't
I see.
Play that. Actually, it's better if you put the chord normal, Bruce, like this.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, because of the danger of bringing this one.
Yeah. Okay,
now,
so
listen how we have to play this with the video. This is the thing. Esto es aquí. Let me search the one. Second, that we will put this here, this one. Here's the video, and play the example.
Okay.
Play the example one.
Okay, example one, show more, I guess. Example one, okay.
That's right. It's easy because we will play note index on the fourth string and middle on the third, and the thumb on the sixth string.
Fifth fret, then B major would play
That's another thing, because we start with B. So, in a second. We start from B major scale. Let's do that.
Now, when you say fingering one and fingering two, what does that refer to?
Those are the basic fingerings. Remember, we did some scale in the technique lesson. We did some scales there.
Okay, so it refers back to those six fingerings we had for the different scales.
So, for example, what's fingering one? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So this scale here, we will play in the second four notes of the fingering.
And that's what I think just fingering one.
One much simpler thing will be here. Play fingering three from the fourth fret. Hit your page of scales.
Okay, fingering three is... of the G pattern. I think that's
exactly true. Exactly, that's right. So that's there, and now we have fingering one from the second fret,
and that's the C pattern for me.
That's right. Let's try this one first, which is here. No, I will put first. Try
fingering
this
one from the second fret. Okay, that
first try
sense.
This one. Look here. I gave you now.
Okay, at the. I'm not sure what you sent me. So start here. B
that's
is
right.
Fingering three from the fourth fret. Okay, from the fourth fret, B. Except we
that's
probably
right.
Don't put the blue note in, or the, what do you call
that's
it?
That's right.
The
okay, and now, from there, we play fingering one on the second fret.
Okay, that's D.
And then we have fingering one from the fourth fret.
Okay.
So we come back to the fourth fret.
So that's E? Fingering one from the fourth would be E, right?
That's right. We have just two fingerings, Bruce. Fingering one is the only one we are playing.
Okay.
Apart from the first one, which is fingering three, as you say, the G shape on the fourth fret, and that's it.
Okay.
Look, this is an example
that.
Of how to improve melodically.
Okay.
Because here we will express beautiful melody things with the help of the arpeggio. For example, here we have the.
We're getting a bit of an echo. Okay, we're getting some kind of an echo muting you.
Pardon?
Well, we're getting some kind of echo on that muted your playing. Anyway, so okay, go ahead.
Is that better now?
Yes, it's not perfect, but go ahead and give it a try.
So, can I play first fingering three?
Fingering three. Oh, that's.
But I wanted to put example one to do that.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Eh?
I'm getting lost.
Put example one.
Oh, okay, on the video.
And play for the three chords, the one fingering, for the next four chords, the other fingering,
okay,
and for the last three chords.
I will try. Let me get down to it. Okay, example one. Okay, but we need to be... Okay, hold on a second. Okay, that first one you say, we're playing this arpeggio, but we're fingering three?
All right, with fingering three, we play three chords, this, and this. If you play the first three chords, D, D sharp, and G sharp minor,
okay,
those three have one scale, which will be, in this case, fingering three from the fourth fret.
Okay, too much coming at me too fast. I'm getting a little lost.
This is the homework, Bruce. It's not to do now. It's just
Okay. Yeah, for homework.
Once you can, you could barely play the stop of the arpeggio first.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's okay because nobody can do this immediately. But the thing is that just the understanding that on each chord we have one, two, three,
mm-hmm,
and then we have four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten
okay
chords.
Okay.
Out of these 10 chords, we will divide it three with one scale, the next four with another scale, and the other three with another one.
I think I understand, and I'll put that together during the week.
Look, the thing is this. If you just take note of this,
mm-hmm,
but it says start from here, it says B major scale will be the first scale we will use for the first three chords,
mm-hmm,
and that is fingering three from the fourth fret.
Yeah, okay.
Then you write down the zone of D on that part will be fingering one from the second fret.
Mm-hmm.
And then fingering one from the fourth fret.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you is to put the example one and try to play at least the first three chords with one scale, which is fingering
with
the G shape on the fourth fret.
Yeah, with the exception now E, that's not any fingering. That's just on the open strings, right?
No.
The very first one, which is... That's no fingering.
Here we play this.
Yeah, that comes in on... Okay, all right.
We do play it, and here you can play it or not, no problem.
Okay.
Now, put the video, example one, and play the first three chords, just the beginning.
Okay, that's got to be the first chord I can do without
there,
a problem.
There, you already played it. Just play anything with these notes.
Second position on this, or the fourth position?
No. We are talking about one, the first, very first fingering we have to play, which one is? G-sharp.
I'm getting...
Bruce, what we just wrote, the last three lines are the key. Last three lines I send you, go down with the scroll.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
just... part of the problem is I can only scroll about three lines at a time. Okay, start at B, fingering 3 at the 4th fret. Okay.
That's right. That's what we have to do.
Okay, so that would be...
That's right. And then with that scale there, where you would play that? You would play in the first three chords of the arpeggio. Right?
Okay,
you
well,
make a melody.
This is what's confusing
that.
Me. You have me up here at the 4th position, but then the arpeggio starts way down.
Yeah. No, Bruce, I'm telling you one thing. When this chord is there, we play here.
Okay, I play.
It doesn't
matter
that the arpeggio is back and this scale is off.
Okay.
Because what we are doing is learning a map from the fretboard. But for now, first you need to master the arpeggio rounds with the video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't do mistake and be able to go around two or three circles
okay.
of it
so
first.
So that's first step.
First
Once
step,
I
and
do
then you
that
write
bluntly.
Down the last three lines, and that's it. With the last three lines of the chat room, you have all the information you need for now on that part.
Okay, yeah. So with the last
feliz año.
Okay, well, let me just clarify this. With the last three lines, I play that against what the video is playing.
Exactly.
I think
it's
I understand.
It's to practice melody creativity.
Okay, all right.
Means which notes I can play over the scale.
Okay.
It's an interesting, but first the arpeggio.
All right, understand.
Un abrazo, feliz año, happy new year.
The same to you, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Fantastic.
Thank you.